to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday, looking forward to the next 15 minutes or so, where we can share some wonderful truths that will open your heart to the truth that God wants to get into your life and become a part of every single thing you do. I know this isn't necessarily how we think during the day. If you really go back to some of our earlier sessions that we have on YouTube, Adventures in Grace is our channel. You can subscribe. In fact, I just went there recently and saw that they put 50 of our videos together. You can click on that and you'll get all those 50 and then many more that we have and continue to have. But we shared some things in the past about what is real Christianity and how it's so easy for you to connect your relationship with God to the building or the church or establishment that you're a part of. Now, I'm not telling you not to be a part of an establishment in a church. I'm not saying that it's not wonderful to go and be a part of those who gather together to worship the Lord. But what I'm saying is that our relationship with God is so much more than just those 2 hours a week. Or if you go more than that, 4 hours a week, or how much time you spend in that place where you associate that place with your relationship with God. I think I told you this story years ago. This happened in Connecticut, where I was leaving and going towards the door. The service had been over. We'd been talking with all kinds of individuals, and we were getting ready to go eat. And I met one of the young ladies as she was walking toward the foyer from the sanctuary. And I said, well, hey, did you get anything tonight? Did anything make sense that I said? And this is a place I'd been to many times before, so I had gotten to know all these wonderful people. And she said, well, yes, I did. I was the one that got healed of the tennis elbow. And then she had this pondering look on her face, and I said, what? And she said, well, since I put my coat on and getting ready to leave, she said, all the pain has come back. Do you know why? And kind of without thinking, I went ahead and said, yes, I do. And I was actually very excited about what was going to come out of my mouth next, because I really didn't know what I was going to say. And she said, well, why? And I said, well, it's because of the door right in front of us. And I was pointing to the door that led from the foyer out into the parking lot. And she said, what does the door have to do with it? And I said, well, I said, that's where you disconnect. And I said, that's where you go back into your other world, the world where there's pain and there's difficulty, the place where you actually got the tennis elbow. And I said, you've already unhooked from what you feel about this place, the church sanctuary, where you feel safe, where you feel the anointing is here. And she started laughing. I said, what are you laughing about? She said, well, all the pain just disappeared again. And I said, well, do I have to? And she stopped me right in the middle of me saying, do I have to say any more? And she said, you don't have to say another word. I got it. The person I am in here is the person I am out there. I don't change. God is living in me, and the same healing that I have here is what I take when I leave the building. I said, well, you got it, and you'll never have another problem. So what we're wanting to do is let God be a part of the 24/7 every day of our life, instead of confining him to just a couple hours of the week. You know that the world is not helping you when it comes to taking the limitations and boundaries off of God. Everything in this world is about limitations and boundaries. I mean, just think about it. We're coming upon the Christmas season where we're going to worship and magnify God for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, isn't it interesting? How many times does the world give us to actually do this? I realize it's a little bit of a season. We draw it out. You know, it used to be, you know, that maybe somewhere in December you start playing the Christmas music. Now it's always been right after Thanksgiving. And anymore, if you think about it, the music starts November 1st. I'm just saying that we do give it a little bit more time, but really and truly, it's once a year we get to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's the world. That's, in a sense, I could say it, the devil's mentality. He doesn't want you to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ every single day, or in the Easter time of the year, the spring, that we get to celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection once a year. No, my goodness, if you were to celebrate that all the time and fellowship with God 24/7 and allow God to come off the pages of your Bible and get into your life on a regular basis, you might actually find God. Not religion, but find him. And in finding him, my goodness, you would find not only yourself, but answers to prayers would become so regular. Why? Well, it's because God's real to you. And any of the situations you hear of where individuals will share their testimony, a God testimony where God was involved and God did something for you, it always came by the Holy Ghost being involved, making God real to you and your relationship with him connected. And so let's go on and describe some of the things that we're going to talk about again this week and tag on to where we were last week. This is a progression. And so I want to always start with Matthew 11, 27 to 30 in the Message Bible, which is becoming my favorite passage, I think, in the scriptures. And of course, you know, using the Message Bible just gives us more modern language to show what Jesus was really saying. But it's an invitation from our Lord to experience a relationship with God exactly as he experienced his relationship with God on the earth. It starts out by saying, "Now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but yet tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say." This is a unique father and son relationship coming out of father and son intimacies and knowledge. "No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly." Isn't that a wonderful passage from our Lord, where the invitation is for each one of us to experience God exactly as Jesus did himself? Well, in the past couple of sessions we've had, we've talked about, and you know, I've mentioned to you that we're talking about good and evil. Well, that's the tree that Adam ate of, which means that's the world that we're living in. It'd be nice if Adam just stayed pure and holy as God made him and ate of the tree of life and perpetuated a whole race of people that experienced nothing but the life, the mercy, the grace, and the goodness of God every single day, where you wouldn't know what it was like to be healed because you were never sick. Well, this is possible through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're going back into the way the world thinks to begin to separate ourselves from the negativity of the world so that we can attach ourselves to the wonderful, positive, reinforced life of God. You know, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. But how many are experiencing the law of the spirit of life in Christ versus how many are experiencing every single day the law of sin and death? And this is why we're sharing some of these. So in the past couple of sessions, we shared about the word compromise, the word accommodate or appeasing or rationale or reasoning. And what we were sharing about these is there's nothing about these whatsoever that have to do with God. These are worldly terms. And yet how easy it is to fall into the worldliness of the way people do life. And if we're not careful, we'll think that this is the way we do life. And it has nothing at all to do with a relationship that's pure, absolute, and on track with God. Listen to what Galatians 5, 16 to 18 says in the Passion Translation. I think it'll really help you to see where we're going. It says, "As you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self life." Notice here that you've got two different type of lives and they're competing against each other. And that is the connection your flesh has with the world and the connection that your spirit has with God. Who's going to rule out? Well, this is why we teach. This is why we share, so that you can begin to develop not just a renewed mind. I want to let that sink in for a second. Not just a renewed mind, but a renewed way of life. You say, well, that comes from a renewed mind. I understand. But you can renew your mind and still not experience every single day the everyday experiences of grace. So we're not just renewing your mind, but we're renewing your mind to a different pattern of the way you see things, what you look for on a daily basis, what you see about yourself and are willing to admit about yourself, and how you make choices every day. Come on, I've said this many times, I'll say it again. How you do life is how you'll do faith. And if your faith isn't working, it goes back to how you do life. As we go on, it says, for your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder him from living free within you. If there's one thing you don't want, and that is you do not want to hinder God from being God in your life. We have a whole book called a Bible from Genesis to Revelations that shows us that when God's in your life and he is free to be God, amazing things happen. Listen, if you gave this book to someone who didn't even know that the Bible existed, had no concept about God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit, and you let them read the Bible, if they were to take out a big picture of what the Bible means, they would probably say something like this: if I can have a relationship with that person called God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, I will have then in my life things happen that will be amazing, just like those who actually experienced it in the book that I read. And they would want to have a relationship with God. Why? Because it would solve problems and reshape their life into a life that they're not experiencing that would almost be a dream come true. And now you've stepped over into the gospel. The gospel is the too good to be true good news. Going on further, it says, of the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self-life from dominating you. So if the self-life has been dominating you, then you need to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you say, well, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, been filled with the Holy Ghost is different than you are now refilled with the Holy Ghost. So you need to spend some time being continually filled in the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, your love for Jesus, and it will stifle the flesh world, and it will keep the flesh life from dominating you. This is really good. So then the two incompatible conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and your new creation life of the Spirit. But when you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the dominion of the law, but soaring above it. Well, this is where we've been talking about some of the mentalities that help you to begin to soar above the life of the flesh. Now, when we began to show you, even the last couple sessions, the difference of the mentality or the commitment or the dedication or the consecration, I shared with you that I was in the service there in 2003 at the Rhema Bible Training Center at the main sanctuary when Brother Hagin, in a winter Bible seminar, sat down and began to speak. And one of the things that he said immediately by the Spirit of the God is this generation knows very little or nothing at all about dedication and consecration. Notice, very little or nothing at all. Now, if we took these words coming from God, what he's saying is this modern generation doesn't understand the principles of consecration and dedication. Being consecrated to a principle, being dedicated to the Lord is to do what? Is to be absolute about the choices you make. To continue to put yourself in a position where Jesus has a right of action in your life and the Holy Ghost is not hindered from being the Holy Ghost. We find that over, and as we shared already, over in Revelation 12 and verse 11, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And we want to magnify, oh, testify, keep putting the words of God in your mouth. And know and have a revelation of the blood of Jesus. And all of what I just said is good. But if you don't combine it with consecration and dedication, it does not work. And the consecration is they loved not their lives unto death, which showed you that those that came before us were what? They were committed. They were consecrated. And that kind of consecration and commitment actually produces results. Going on a little bit further, you can see it in James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives more grace. And that's what we always want. We always want to walk in the grace of God, the ability of God to do what we can't do, or the influence of God upon your life. What is contrary to the influence of God upon your life? The influence of the flesh and the world and the law. Paul always warned after he shared with people to come back to an understanding of who you are in Christ, your relationship with God, and the reason why it works, because thank God Jesus did the work for you, Then he always warned us and shared with us the principles of what? The flesh, the world, and the law. And that these are the things that will pull you back into the world where you hinder God from working in your life. If you're all about the flesh, all about the world, all about the law, and you're swallowed up in those things, even Jesus made reference to the fact that those things will choke out the word of God, and then there is no fruit. Folks, we want fruit in our life. And the fruit we want is not just to get good things and then tell Jesus we don't need him. The fruit we want in our lives is to enjoy the presence of the Lord every single day. Let me finish this. It says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You see, it takes humility. It takes humility to follow God. It takes humility to be consecrated to God, to be dedicated to God, because that means you're taking yourself out of the way and saying, it does not matter what I think about this. It does not matter what I feel about this. And it does not matter what somebody else tells me about this. It matters what God thinks about this. That's why, you know, John, inspired by the Holy Ghost, when he said that to those that receive him, to them he gives power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. And then the next verse says, who were born not of the will of the flesh, not of blood, not of the will of man, but were born of God. In other words, aren't you thankful that John took away and said, we need to take away what you identify with so you can re-identify with God. Like we've said before, it's very difficult to find the world that you don't know until you're willing to let go of the world that you do know. A quick grace story, and I'm just going to magnify a young man that actually is helping me with these videos and does an excellent job every single week to put these videos up Tuesday and Friday. And his name is Ian Silver, and he's just an amazing, wonderful man, talented. And we love this young man. He's my oldest daughter, Allie's boyfriend. And hopefully he doesn't mind that I just share this grace story with you, how God just gave him a wonderful talent of music. Of course, he developed it. And I know the Lord worked with him and him developing it to the point where without any lessons at all, he was accepted into Berklee School of Music out there in Boston, Massachusetts. But just recently, you know, seeking the job that's on his heart as far as composing and doing scores for music, for movies. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of this. Unless you're musical, you probably wouldn't even think of this. But have you ever watched a movie just to listen to the music? And I'm going to actually say to you, I haven't. I love what's going on in the movie, but because of hanging around Ian and others like him that are friends of mine in the music business, I do listen so much more now to the music. Well, that's what he's all about, writing scores. Well, just recently, it's awesome. In the midst of endeavoring to get the job that would be the best job in the world for him, God blessed him with being hired by the guy, Hans Zimmer, that is in the music business, that if we went down the list of the movies that he actually did, you would recognize every single one of them. And now Ian is working for him. And at the same time, starting out with him on the same day, an old job that he did freelance of doing music as well, for certain stories and all, that job called him back and said, we'd like you to just take your time and do some work with us as well. So it completely fills out a schedule. I'm just thankfully still able to do this. But look at how God will give grace to somebody and bring influence that even the very thing that's upon your heart. And I remember even, you know, back in November of last year or December of last year, being in a meeting, I know the Lord gave me a word for both he and Allie that they would be walking in places with their jobs that would cause them to actually feel like it's exactly what they wanted, having the greatest fun of their life. Well, it's just good to encourage you that God's influence is with you at all times. And if you'll open up your heart and your mind to it, you can even have the job that you really desire, not just the one that you have to take because you have to pay the bills. God wants you to have the desires of your heart. Well, you can always go to the YouTube channel, Adventures in Grace, and subscribe and continue to follow us, or go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us as well. And you can get these videos, but stay with us in these videos. There's so much for you to learn and to grab a hold of God wants to do wonderful things in your life, and we just need to look at things accurately, and the more accurately we do, the easier it will be to find God. You can go to jimhockaday.com, and by all means, people are starting to now send me their grace stories. Go to jhmi@jimhockaday.com, the email that's on the website, and let us know what God's doing and how he's influencing your life. We'll share those testimonies. God bless you. We'll see you next time.